Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of 15 Good Minutes. This is Coach B, JR. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. I'm good. Getting ready for the holiday season. It's coming.
What holiday? What you talking about?
It's coming, the holiday. I already see Christmas stuff out, man.
Dude, we're in October, man. We ain't even had
I see Christmas stuff. They even passed Thanksgiving.
I get that part. I think the thing that concerned me was you said you getting ready. So yeah, I need to know, you got ornaments up?
I'm not getting them up. Just getting my stuff together. You know, you got the grandbabies and all that kind of, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I ain't talking about none of them in October. Freddie, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Have you watched any of the NBA preseason? And if so, what do you like? What are you seeing?
I have not watched any. I've been concentrating on baseball mostly, trying to finish out that season because, basketball is getting ready to start. So,
Freddie, how about you?
I've watched a little bit of it. Nobody's really playing defense like that. It's just, you out there playing in front of a crowd, getting, starters are playing 12 minutes, 15 minutes, and, you shut them down. And, the biggest thing is really more so for first-year guys and second-year guys. Saw a little bit of the guy in San Antonio.
Wemby.
Victor, or whatever his name is. Still kind of up in the air with him. You see the potential, but, you really want to see it when it really matters. Right now, it doesn't really matter. Anybody playing hard, you're not, But with baseball going on, college football going on, and NFL going on, it's hard to really get, It's hard to really get into NBA preseason right now with so much other good stuff going on at the same time.
That's true. I've looked at some of it, and I don't know, man. It's probably the first time in years that I've been excited for the NBA. I saw the Wemby game that you're talking about. I think the first halves of these games have been fairly competitive, and then to your point, everybody sits. But seeing Milwaukee, that was an interesting look, to watch how those guys are playing now that they got Dame. That's going to be a good look. I didn't know that the other twin Lopez was back with them now. He was with him, and then he wasn't. Now he's back. The one that doesn't get a haircut, you know what I'm talking about? Is that Robin Lopez?
Yes, Robin. Yes.
Yeah, so.
If Giannis can have his two brothers on the team. Yeah.
but the thing, what's the Brooke looks good. I'm just saying, hustling, to your point about defense, running 94 feet, blocking shots, watching him against, I thought he played well against AD. I know it's early again, just preseason, but he was taking care of him. I like what I saw with Golden State. We talked about this in the end of last year, Freddie, about Kuminga having a bigger role. To your point, it's early, but if he can get some minutes, I thought they look pretty good too. And today we were talking about it on our group chat about the Lakers and LeBron having dinner on the bench. And I don't know what the expectation is for the Lakers. Freddie's more the Lakers guy than I am, but they're going through it. Here's my big question for you and all the Lakers fans. Give me an over under for AD. Does he play more than half of the games regular season, in your opinion, yes or no? I don't care if it's injury or otherwise. Does he play more than half a season for you, Freddie?
Yes.
That was a long yes, bud. Yo, John, I knew he was coming with no.
Why? Because I had to say, can it get more, over or under he play half a season? Basically, what you asked me is, do I think he can play 42 games?
That's what I'm asking.
So I'm going to say yes. He can play 42 games.
All right. Fair enough. Freddie, to your point, switching over to the NFL, a couple of things I wanted to bring up. Jets are 3-3. Anybody see that coming, particularly after what we saw in their opener?
I still think, yeah, I kind of like. You don't expect one guy to come in there, even though he's got a couple of pieces. The same thing with Deion. You know what I'm saying? You go someplace, you get a few guys in there, That doesn't mean you're gonna gel, you're gonna get it right away. You know, sometimes you gotta give it a little time.
So but did you expect them to be 500 at this point? Or are you saying, you know, like they just beat an undefeated team this past week?
Okay, and but that happens though. You know, you might get that lopsided win. It happens. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean they're for real. I mean, what's the term that Freddie was using before? Fool's gold. You know, you know what I'm saying? One team can beat another team any given time. You know, and the other team has to help them. You know, so I mean, I don't expect them to. Yeah, I don't expect them to be a big winner this year. I mean, Rodgers is just getting there, and you know, like say, you got the people that get to the people that you could trust in, or he has to as a quarterback.
I think there was a lot of pressure on them, a lot of expectations, and when Rodgers went down, a lot of people wrote him off. I think the fact that they're 500, more importantly, and let me ask you this, Freddie, is it fair to say that I know it's early that Philadelphia plays to the level of their competition?
I'm gonna go back to the previous question. You guys ever seen that movie Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, it's big in this house.
So you know when Morgan Freeman, I think they're sitting at the table in the chow hall, and he said, "Hope is a dangerous thing. It'll drive a man insane." Right? Something along those lines.
You're Freddie dropping knowledge from the movie.
I mean,
it's true though.
Right? You know,
it motivates cats, man.
Huh?
It'll motivate you, right? I mean,
but they only doing that. The Jets, they're thinking, Aaron is saying he thinks he can make it back with an Achilles. All we just got to do is
get to the playoffs.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's, you know, because, and then the reason why I say that is because it's taking every ounce that they got to win.
They didn't even realize on that last series that they was being led in the end zone. I was like, yo, yeah. Don't. Yeah. They were flying and they're like, man, we got a chance for a touchdown. The hell with logic. We're going to take this 6 points.
It's one of those things it's taken, and that's not sustainable like how it was for a defense and a running game to carry you the entire season, like how Baltimore did in, what, in 2000, 2001. That's not sustainable in this, you know, this day of football. I think Philadelphia, and they've done it for the last 2 weeks, they're kind of getting into this low management type thing. You know, Slade and one of the guy, other the defensive lineman didn't play. They came in and they took them lightly.
They did.
Took them lightly and lost. And lost. No. What was your question again? What was the original question?
That was my original question was, you know, did you see the Jets being 3-3? And to you, does Philadelphia have a tendency to play to the level of the competition, playing better against good competition, worse against average competition?
No, I didn't see the Jets being 3-3 right now. I did not see them 3-3 right now. And do they play to the level of their competition? You could say they have this year, kind of. Yeah. But I think they have two new offensive coordinators. Jalen Hurts, you know, got his contract. You know, so it's a lot of expectations that they have on themselves. Not to mention, you know, you made it to the Super Bowl and you did phenomenal last year. It's a lot of expectations. But to me, they're still the number one or number two team in the NFC.
I grant you that. So next question to both you guys. Start with you, Freddie. Are the Chargers a bust?
Yes, and I say this because, you know, you guys have coached and everything. And one thing that you always, you know, as a coach, you want the team to take on the mentality of the head coach.
Sure.
Right? This Chargers team has taken on the mentality of the current head coach, the previous head coach, and the previous head coach to where they had the Chargers on paper are the most talented team.
On paper, yeah.
On paper. They have not lived up to it. And I think they have just taken on the reality of this Chargers. They're going to fire the head coach. They're going to fire him, you know, at the end of the season. And they're going to hire Dan Quinn or someone else. And that's going to be that. But yes, they have been a bust. Can they turn it around? Yeah, they can. It's going to depend, you know, starting, I think this week, I think they got Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Right? That's a must win for them.
Yeah, you agree or disagree?
I agree with Freddie so far.
Chargers bust?
Yeah, I agree with Freddie. I thought they would be a lot better because they were, to me, better last year. I don't know. They're like their record is like worse than the Jets, isn't it? It's like what, 3-2 or something like that.
But, I don't know their record. I'm just looking at the way that they play after Herbert got the deal. To Freddie's point about the coach,
and they won't win.
I just had higher expectations. Didn't know if you felt the same way.
Yeah, I did. I just don't think they're playing up to expectation, and I don't think they'll beat Kansas City. So they may.
So with the NFL, last question, starting with UGR, is Detroit for real? 5-1.
I think they are.
So no fool's gold there. They're legit.
I think they are. You know, they've been taking it on their head for quite some years, and they've been getting gradually better. And now they're hanging in there with some tough teams.
So, Freddie, what do you see with Detroit? You like them?
Detroit this year is what Minnesota was last year.
Yeah, yeah.
The only difference, they got a better defense for the most part, but I think they are what Minnesota was last year. I think they'll definitely make the playoffs. They'll probably be done in the first round. But
Jarre, you see him going any further, or you thinking the same thing? Just good regular season, out first playoff game to get to.
Yeah, well, I still think they have a chance to win the first playoff game. I don't know how much further they will go than that. But see, the other thing too is if everybody's healthy, they may not go past the first round. But we don't know what's going to happen to other teams and
long
stuff
season.
Like that. Yep. And we got what, 15 more games or I'm sorry, 10 more games. 11. This is game number 6 or 5.
I think we've had 6 played already.
Okay,
it's week 7.
Yeah,
7.
Week 7 coming up.
Some teams have had buys.
Some teams have, right?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's a long season. So
we're going to the shortest season that's left. We're down to the ALCS and the NLCS. JR, you've been watching it. What's your takeaway?
I'm not going. This series is far from over.
Freddie, does Texas win that series? At the time we're recording, they're up 2-0.
Series is over. I will make a valid attempt to watch a World Series game in Arlington. I will make
tickets coming.
To go to a game. This series is over. It's a wrap. You know.
I love it, Freddie. On the National League side. Philly hasn't stopped, at least at the time that we're recording. I think they have a game tonight here in a little bit. They just breezed through Atlanta, and now they seem to, have gotten Arizona's attention. Give me a winner in that series, Freddie.
I'm going Philly 3-1.
JR, you see that, or you see something different in the National?
I think that's what I called last week.
I'll go back and look. I don't know. I don't remember that. You calling that, but okay.
Okay. No, you go ahead.
Look at Freddie's look. Freddie's like,
You go ahead and take a look. I think that's what
I thought. I thought we both called Atlanta. I thought we did.
I thought we did, but you know what? This is the beauty of technology. We'll find this out, Freddie. I'll put it in the group chat.
Red flag.
JR, what are you watching this week? This weekend, what are you more focused on watching?
Well, I'm going to be watching baseball if we have it, and I'm going to be focusing on this movie called Burial, with Jamie Foxx.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching that. I want to see it.
Looks Freddie, like, what are you watching this weekend?
Saturday night, I'm watching Florida State Duke. I think WNBA Game 4, I think that's tomorrow. I'm going to watch the Phillies and D-backs tonight.
There's a lot to see. I think my biggest thing that I'm looking forward to this weekend is Penn State, Ohio State, noon on Saturday. I think that's going to be a whale of a college game. To Freddie's point, though, Florida State, Duke, don't sleep on that game. Duke is playing better than I anticipated, but Florida State will take them. You heard it here first. So for me, Penn State, Ohio State is the thing I'm focused on, along with some with these Major League Baseball playoffs. Before we check out, JR, you got anything to say today?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Freddie, you got anything to say?
I got something to say. And I was
let's have it.
Everybody's probably heard about it on media, social media, and all this. What the hell is going on with Jada Pinkett? What the hell is going
okay,
on?
Okay, well, let me say this. I haven't heard anything. So what's the buzz, buddy? What's the story?
You guys ever heard about Jada Pinkett?
Well,
I heard recently.
No.
Well, she has a book coming out called a new book coming out called Worthy. She was on is it NBC or ABC or Good Morning America or something on Monday. Basically, she's coming out talking about, you know, her and Will have been separated for the last 7 years.
Okay.
And, you know, she's saying a lot of stuff. You know, she made a promise that there would never be a reason for them to get a divorce. I don't really like, she's like talking out of her neck, her ear, mm-hmm. her eyes. It's just
all of it.
Jada, all of this is because of you, you know. But anyways, I had to get that off my chest because it's been bothering me, you know.
Tyler Perry movie.
It's worse than that.
Well, Freddie had something to say, and what the hell's going on with Jada Pinkett was his question. Fair enough.
Notice I didn't say Jada Pinkett Smith. I said Jada
I picked up on that. I'm right here. Awesome. That's all we got time for this week. Looking forward to some of the like Freddie said, it's a really good time for sports, multiple sports. Keep an eye out on the NBA as they get underway. I think National Hockey League has actually already begun, So we know that the NBA is right behind that. So we'll get with you guys at some point next week. Until then, have a great weekend. We're out.
Peace.